Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk About Christianity. I'm Zach.
And I'm Keith.
Hey, yes, he is. He's Keith Albright, straight out of Missouri. Straight out of Missouri.
Yep. Straight out of Missouri.
Keith, it's about 17 degrees here. There's ice and snow on the roads, and nobody had school today. Nobody's had school the last 2 days. I've gotten out of class the last 2 days.
Terrible. It's
last
just terrible.
2 days. Yeah. I haven't had to go to class, haven't driven to Prestonsburg. Actually, I take that back. Yesterday, I woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning, as I usually do, got dressed, got in the car, drove all the way to Prestonsburg, pulled into Big Sandy's campus, and not a soul was there. Nobody was there. And I said, we didn't have class this morning. We didn't have
class. You did not get that memo.
I drove back home and did some other stuff, wrote some sermons and all that stuff. So how's everything going your way?
But it was a pretty morning for a drive, wasn't
it? Yeah, cloudy and risk of black ice. I guess that's a pretty morning for a drive.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, over here it's like, I don't know, 13, 14 degrees right now, and the sun is shining brightly, and there is no snow.
No snow at all.
We missed all the frozen stuff, and I don't know of anybody who is complaining about that, because, you know, when it turns this cold, I just checked my weather app here, and
weather update.
10
degrees in old Missouri.
10 degrees. That's what we're showing right now. So, it's a little cold. I don't know what the wind chill is, but
65 degrees next
low.
Monday. 65 degrees next Monday, Keith.
Yeah. It's not going to last.
No, then it goes back down to 37 by Friday. So, I mean, it's just everybody in the world's going to have pneumonia. Everybody's going to be sick. Please.
This is perfect pneumonia weather.
Right.
I want to, as we start, give a shout out to all of those listeners that we have in Florida, and just say, you know, you really don't know what you're missing. Come on up and visit, you know.
Yeah. You don't know the kind of weather that you guys are missing. It's wonderful, unpredictable weather. You never know what you're going to get from day to day. And if you like change, you should come here. Come to Missouri.
Yeah.
One day it's 65, next day it's 10 degrees.
That's right.
That's how it works.
You know, if you don't like the weather, it's going to change.
In all seriousness, I don't think I could live in Florida in that kind of climate, because you don't have – I love the seasons. I do. Even if this is miserable, I still love the seasons. I love how one day it's 65 degrees and the next day it's, you know, 25. Down there, you don't have any variation at all.
Well, no, that's not exactly true. There is some variation.
But it's mostly above 60 for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I was listening to my children complain the other day because it was like 50 and they thought they were going to die.
Right.
Not a lot of sympathy for them right now.
No. But, none.
you know, it's. For a lot of the greenery, it may not die like it does here, but it kind of goes dormant, and so, you know, there is a season that is there, even though it's not the same as it is up here. But yeah, I love the changing of the seasons, and I love watching the seasons change as a reminder of our God's awesome wisdom and power. And, you know, you look at some of this stuff and you're like, who comes up with this? You know, who comes up with a tree that, you know, loses all of its leaves, and you would think, you know, that it would die, but it doesn't. And obviously the answer to that is God came up with that.
Yep.
But anyway, let's see. No, there's nothing going on over here this week special.
Nothing here either.
Nothing special.
You got CYC coming up.
That's CYC always, is coming up, and I know that the kids here are excited to be heading that way here in a couple of weeks.
Right.
I'm not sure how many we've got going, but
CYC is so fun. That was always my favorite event to go to when I was little. I remember, I was in the youth group.
I don't know. I love that marriage retreat that is over there. But there were a couple of years that we didn't go to the marriage retreat because having the marriage retreat and CYC and
back-to-back weekends,
it was just too much. And it was too much time, too much money, too much travel, too much.
Right.
And something had to give somewhere. And so we generally sacrificed the marriage retreat in favor of CYC so that we could go with our children. And this year, I guess we're sending our children away. So.
And you're not going with them?
No.
See ya.
We'll hand over to Heath Poindexter and let him take care of that. And they're going to be his problem for the weekend. It's not that we don't want to go. I wish that we could, but with the, it's, I don't know, 8 hours from here, something like that. So
right.
it increases the level of difficulty.
We probably should mention, he was well known throughout the brother, Don Walker
mm-hmm.
passed away. And we didn't mention that, which last week he passed away on Thursday and we recorded on Wednesday, but Don Walker was a big contributor to GBN, big contributor, and he was well known throughout the Brotherhood. I'm not sure exactly where he preached. Do you know where he preached, the congregation that he preached at?
I do not offhand.
But he was well known throughout the Brotherhood. He was a regular contributor on GBN. I think he'd been on GBN Live as well, if I'm not mistaken. But he had had a bunch of heart problems or something of that sort, and he passed away last Thursday. And so that was prayers and thoughts go out to his family still. And that's a tough loss. That's hard to go through.
It is.
Yeah.
And we over here we've had a pretty steady stream of families that have been dealing with losses over the past
several months. Remember you telling me about that.
And it seems like we can't hardly recover from one before another one happens. But let's see. Who else do we need to give a shout out to as we're starting here?
Barb Roop, obviously.
Barb, yeah.
Bobby. Barb,
she loved your bulletin article.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron. We'll give a shout out to Aaron for coming onto the program last week. He hijacked our program, and Keith and
he
I
did hijack the program.
He didn't get three words in.
And the whole Facebook Live thing, we're not doing that today. I guess you figured that out. But we are hoping, it is in our plans that we're going to start recording maybe next week, and doing our recording live on Facebook Live, and that will kind of put us on a different schedule. We've been recording on Wednesday mornings about 9:30, and that's what we're doing this week.
9:30 Eastern time, 10:30 my time.
If we're going to do Facebook Live, then that's what time it will be for the foreseeable future, until Zach's college schedule changes. So
and even then it still may be the same time. That's a good time. That's a real good day and a real good time.
Well, yeah, but it'll depend on your schedule, obviously. But you might sort of begin prepping yourself with that idea that you would be able to even to some degree participate in the program with your comments on Facebook Live.
Right.
And so keep an eye out for that.
We got a lot of comments
about that. yeah, we did it on Aaron's Facebook stream or feed, whatever, last week. And so the number of views that we had on Vimeo were down because so many saw it on Facebook Live. But
like hundreds of people saw it on Facebook Live. So, I mean, you know, that's still a lot of people. And it's such a good resource, too. And it's good to have it for interaction. You can have interaction with your listeners as you're filming it. So it's definitely in the works. I'm trying to figure out open broadcasting software. And if I can't figure that out, we're going to go to Zoom. But it's definitely in the works. Definitely in the works.
Okay.
So we've talked a lot about the weather today, Keith. We start out the program. We have. All we've done is talk about the weather.
For 10 minutes, we have talked about the weather. So anyway, we do have an actual program to record. Let me throw one more thing out real quick, and I've not said anything about this on here right now, but if you are a youth minister or an associate and you are looking for a wonderful home, we're looking for someone here at Shady Acres, and get in touch with me, and I'll get you in touch with the appropriate people. And we were talking about time and scheduling and everything before. I need some help. But
I need some help. I'm overworked and underpaid. I need help. Somebody come help me.
Yes.
Some responsibility.
If you or someone you know might be interested in the opportunity here at Shady Acres, get in touch with me, and we'll, like I said, I'll get you in touch with the search committee, and then they can take it from there. Topic today, and it goes right back to the weather. By the way, I just got a message that Shelby had gone to classes and turned around and came home because they had canceled because of the weather here.
Ditto.
What? Oh, yeah.
Same thing happened to me.
Same thing. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what was going on with her. But week before last, I know this has happened there in Paintsville numerous occasions. Seems like it happens at least once a year where snow falls on a Saturday or a Saturday night. And by the way, let me say this. If you are at a congregation where, you know, you're living in this, what is that, latitude? You know, we're kind of in a strange latitude right here where it will snow occasionally, but it's not like up in Michigan or Wisconsin or Minnesota where it snows all the time and they deal with it all the time. And, you know, we're kind of in that zone where we can deal with the snow, but not immediately. You know, it may take a day or two. And, you know, I know Johnson Central over there, they ended up canceling classes for weeks at a time a couple of years ago because of some of the snows that fell. You know, just
that one year we got a big snow, just not normal for us, like a snow you would see in northern United States, and so they had to call out of school for a while. They were out for a while.
Anyway. I just want to say, if you are the congregation who, you know, you're in this latitude like we are, where yes, it does snow occasionally, but it doesn't do it all that frequently, and the snow falls on a Saturday night, and lo and behold, services end up being canceled on Sunday, and you know it doesn't happen all that often, but sometimes it does. I just want to share some things with you, and I'm not, of course, going to go into details, but having been involved in the conversations before of do we cancel services altogether? Do we, you know, move it to the afternoon? Do we cancel morning? You know, whatever. the leadership of your congregation takes these things very seriously. If they're like the congregations that I have worked with, it's not a casual decision. There's a lot of thought that goes into it. And if they decide to cancel services, there's a reason.
Right.
And, you know, here week before last, we ended up having to cancel the entire day. And the reason was, yeah, there was that much snow on the ground. I kid you not. I'm holding my fingers about an inch apart. For those of you who are not watching, but about an inch of snow on the ground. The problem was there was a layer of ice underneath that. And that was the slickest mess that I have seen in probably 15 or 20 years. I mean, it was, you know, you look at it and you're like, oh, no big deal. Let's go. And you get out
there.
Then
you slide.
Oh, yeah.
Then you slide.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, maybe this is pretty serious.
Yeah. And you know, at first you're kind of like, there's that much snow on the ground. How can this be that slick? Right. Well, there was a layer of ice underneath it. And
we had that same, you know, that same Sunday that they canceled services at Shady Acres. We had the same thing, except I don't think we had as the ice that you guys had. We had a lot of snow. It was slick outside, but it wasn't as much ice as you guys had. And we ended up having services at 3. We split it. So we had services at 3 p.m. that afternoon.
Well, what we ended up doing was initially we had canceled for the whole day. And then on about noon, 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, there were some who said, hey, you know, why, you know, the sun is shining. You know, we think we can have services this evening. And no, you know, that layer of ice underneath the snow, it was still way, way too bad. And, you know, and so there were some who were questioning at some point, you know, why did we do this? You know, blah, blah, blah. There was a reason. Now, I said all of that to say this, there may be those times that you can't get services, either services are not meeting, or, you know, the weather where you are is prohibiting you from getting there, or, hey, we're starting to see a few cases of the flu over here now. You may be sick.
We're going to start seeing a lot more cases of the flu and a lot more cases of pneumonia right here real quick.
Yeah, I mean, going from 10 degrees to 60.
Yeah, you're going to see it
in 3 days time.
And then back down to 30. So you're going to see.
And by the way, Zach, incidentally, just trivia, it was 19 degrees when I got up this morning.
That's cold.
That was at 5 o'clock.
It's dropping.
5 hours later, it's 10.
Yeah.
You know, at 10 o'clock in the morning. So
10 degrees is the kind of cold that you can't even stand outside. I mean, it's cold.
Oh yeah, you can deal with it, but I'm looking out the window. By the way, my office has a window. I'm looking out the window.
And, you had to mention, you know, it at least once in the program. Yeah, my office has
trees,
a window.
The trees have this number going on. You know, right. I mean, the wind is what's so bad out there. But anyway, you know, keep getting sidetracked.
You always get sidetracked.
You may not be able to get there. It may be because of illness, maybe because of weather, you know, whatever. You may not be able to worship with the saints. What are you going to do? By the way, the title of this episode is "What Do I Do on a Snow Day?" Incidentally, also, this is season 2, episode number 75. Number 75.
3/4 yes. Of the way there.
We're going to have a party of some kind, yeah, when we hit 100. So
it's going to be going to be a whole thing. It's going to be a whole
thing. So we're looking at what, probably around the 1st of July, we should hit 100, right, somewhere in there. So exciting times. I'm excited already. So what do I do on a snow day? Now, I know a lot of people will say, you know what, can't go to church. I'm going to sit at home and get in my recliner and watch reruns of whatever, you know, whatever's on TV. You know, we're Christians. We are supposed to be creatures of worship and adoration to our God. And I want to point out, and we could look at any number of passages of scripture, Hebrews 10 and 25. We could go to 1 Corinthians chapters 10 and 11 and notice that the church comes together. That's what the church does. That's what Christians are supposed to do. But just because you can't get there does not relieve you of the responsibility that you have to worship. Right. And, you know, we've talked about different things that we could do, you know, here as a congregation on those occasions. I'm not sure we're done this year with the bad weather. We're still in January. We've got the whole month of February to go, and you know.
Well, you know how it is here. Usually, the big snows. It's been my experience that the big snows don't even hit till late February, early March here. If we're going to have a big snow of the year, I mean, I'm talking, you know, 3-4 inches of snow, which is big for us. If we're going to have that kind of snow, it's not going to hit until late February, early March. That it never does. Rarely will it hit in January. Sometimes it will, but we've not had any snow. We've had all ice and just cold weather this year.
But yeah.
What do we do on a snow day, Keith? I know I like to sleigh ride.
Snow day. You're trying to go there already, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like to sleigh ride. That's what I like to do. I like to.
You sled. Know. You like to sled. Okay. Well, let hold that thought for just a minute, Zach. There are things that you can do other than sit in your recliner and, you know, watch reruns of whatever happens to be on TV at the time. And, you know, first of all, you know what is needed to worship God. You know what God desires for you. And you know, we were talking maybe the possibility of doing an episode or episodes on that, maybe at a little later date. By the way, I think we've got some really cool episodes planned coming up. But do something. Don't just sit in your recliner. Do something to worship and praise your God. And you might even occupy your time doing something that would edify and encourage those who are around you, even though they're not physically present with you. Hey, if you're the kind of person, and this is me right here, I'm the kind of person that says, I need to send out cards.
Yeah.
And I never get the cards sent out because I never seem to have time to do that. And you know, hey, if you're stuck at home on a snow day, and whether we're talking a Sunday or you may be stuck at home today, you know, as you're listening to this because of the weather, make some cards, prepare some cards to be able to send out when the mailman finally is running again. By the way, we've got a lot of mail services in Missouri are suspended today because of the weather.
That's what I was going to mention. I heard a story about a preacher. It's a preacher that's well known in the brotherhood. I won't mention any names, but this man, he fills out cards for birthdays. In his spare time, he'll take a bunch of cards with him, and he'll, while he's sitting at the doctor's office or somewhere where he has a ample waiting time or an ample amount of time where he doesn't have to do anything, and he'll just sit there and write out birthday cards. He'll write out cards for people who are on the sick and the prayer list. A snow day is the perfect day to do something like that. I mean, you have, as long as you have cards and you have a pen, you can do something with it. You could sit there in all this free time that you're going to have, sit there and write some birthday cards. Maybe you know a few people who need prayers. It doesn't even have to be on the prayer list at church. It could be people who live near you or next to you or people that you associate with or know. Write them cards.
Some of you people are crafty.
They are crafty. In a
good way.
Yeah.
You know, hey, take your favorite memory verse and find a crafty way to share it with others. And, you know, for those of you who are guys who love to do crafty things that, you know, don't involve ribbon and beads.
Keith likes to do crafty things that involve ribbon and beads.
No, I don't. But, you know, there are things that you can do. I've got one of those wood burning tools.
Right.
I love playing with that thing. I love stinking
like
up the whole house with it. Yeah. You can find a way to do something that is going to encourage someone else.
And there's so many things you can do. You just got, and honestly, it takes thoughtfulness is what it takes. You just got to want to do it. You got to have a want to.
You've got to want to do it.
And it takes thoughtfulness. There's so many things.
That is a bit of encouragement from me to you. You know, if you find yourself stuck in a snow day or a sick day or, you know, whatever, you know, don't just say, well, I don't have anything to do. And you know, find some way to productively use
you can find some time. To do. You can always find something to do.
Call me. I'm full of ideas.
Yeah,
you know,
call Keith. He's full of it. He's full of it.
I'll be happy to share ideas with you. So, but now, Zach, you mentioned sledding a few moments ago, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You like going sledding in the snow.
I haven't gone in a long time, though, but we've not really had... I guess we've had snow, but we've not had a really, really big snow. You know what I mean? You know, the kind of snow that it stays around for a while. We've not had that kind of snow in a while.
We did some sledding across the road in our neighbor's yard. Of course, their hill went down about like this. I mean, you were flying down that hill. And then you had to bail off at the bottom or you landed in Buffalo Creek. But, you know, that's... You know, beside the point, but you know, I remember when we were children, and I'm gonna throw my sister under the bus here a little bit, but we went sledding one day on a snow day on the hill in front of our barn, and you know the road went down and the road was actually kind of banked around the curve, and so you know you could go around that curve pretty fast. And there was a gate at the bottom of the hill. And so we were starting way up at the top of the hill and sledding down there. And then when we got down to where the gate was, we were just rolling off the sled. And we were having a good old time. And that was fun times.
Back in the day.
Until the trip down the hill when, for whatever reason, my sister did not roll off the sled.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And the gate was about that high off the ground.
Right. Ooh.
And so she hit that gate with her face. I mean, her nose caught the bottom rail of that gate. Mm. And on a kind of funny note, that part wasn't funny, but. The sled shot out from under her and kept going under the gate. And it clotheslined her right off of the sled. And so, you know, I go running down the hill, you know, just because she's down there, bloody nose and screaming and everything. And I take her up to the house and mom's like, this is your fault.
This is your fault. I didn't do anything.
How is it my fault? Right. You know, she was supposed to roll off of the sled. She did not roll off of the sled. How is this my fault? And mom said, why didn't you open the gate? Mm. And I went, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You got me on that one. Yeah, why didn't we open the gate? Hey, here's an idea, Zach. If you know someone who is on a slippery slope,
right,
with whatever the situation is in their life, are you going to open the gate for them?
Yeah, that's, I like that point. And, you know, opening that gate means, you know, opening a door for them to have an avenue to get out of that slippery slope in their life. And, you know, we all have slippery slopes that we find ourselves in from time to time. And how we get, you know, off of those slippery slopes is we have to have help. We have to have help a lot of times.
Slippery slopes can take on so many different forms, you know.
Right.
Of course, everybody's probably thinking sin. And, yeah, that's kind of obvious. Obvious. And, you know, we could look at so many different ways. You know, is someone involved in fornication, or are they involved with alcohol or drugs, right, or, you know, just all of these different things. But there are other slippery slopes in life. Mm-hmm. And some are just as damaging, or have the potential to be just as damaging. Right. And, let me just throw this out. But it's possible that you know someone who is dealing with depression or dealing with grief in their life.
I was about to say, a lot of times slippery slopes can happen from, you know, different things happening in your life. Bad things, maybe you're having a bad go at it right now. You've got a lot of different bad things happening to you and you don't really know where to turn. You don't know what to do. That can be a slippery slope. Losing a loved one, that can be a slippery slope. That can be a slippery slope for your face sometimes, because you've got to figure out, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen?
So there are those times when, you know, maybe we don't even intend to close the gate on someone.
Right.
Or put a barrier in their way. You know, maybe that is not our intention at all, but we've got to be aware of what is going on around us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, and I want to say this, when it comes to dealing with something like depression, I know enough about enough about depression to know that I can't understand what you may be going through.
Mm-hmm. It's such a complex thing.
Yes, it is. There's so many factors. It is different for everyone. So how do we tend to respond to those things that we don't understand?
Right.
Here's what we tend to do. We tend to go, hope you get feeling better. We go the other way, you know. But even an action like that could be closing the gate in front of someone.
Yep.
And, you know, setting them up for a big crash.
And I think you leave the gate open by leaving the door open for them to talk to you about the things that they're experiencing. And I'm not just talking in some sort of platitude, you know, like, hey, everything's going to be all right. Everything will work out eventually. I'm talking about seriously sitting down with you and discussing all the things that they're going through. Because, like you said, depression is such a deep subject, and it involves so many different variables that, you know, just a simple 5-minute conversation, that's not going to suffice. You have to have a sit-down conversation with somebody and talk to them about all the different things that are causing this depression.
I'll share this little story with you also. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Yesterday was one of those days. I don't think that there was a time yesterday when there were not at least two people in the office and usually, you know, three or four. And, mm-hmm. and it was one of those there. Anyway, somebody that came through the office yesterday, they said, yeah, I don't hear like I used to. And my reply to them, my quip back to them was, there's nothing wrong with my hearing. It's listening that,
yeah,
you know, I have a problem with. And, oh, how true that is, you know. I said it as a joke, but right. even as I said it, I knew that there was a whole lot of truth to that.
Well, it, you know, in the hearing and listening, they're two separate things. They're two yes. separate concepts. Hearing is a lot different. Listening is actually listening to what they are saying and all the problems that they're going through and the grief that they're experiencing, the sorrow that they have. Hearing is kind of just sitting there. Yeah, I'll be an ear for you, but I don't really care about what's going on in your life. I'm more concerned about other things. Listening are you hearing me or are you listening to me, Keith? Which one is it?
My new earphone things.
Right.
Noise canceling.
Yeah.
Yes. They're awesome. I love them, but. You know, sometimes we turn on a filter in our minds to where we may hear someone speaking, but we're not listening to them.
And we're called to be quick to listen. We have to be quick to listen to people before we are quick to speak too. And a lot of times people just need somebody to vent to.
Well, they need somebody. James said quick to hear.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, we're talking about listening.
Right.
You know, there are all kinds of slippery slopes out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you know someone who may be on a slippery slope and may not even realize it, don't browbeat. I cannot talk today. Don't browbeat them, but leave the door open for them. Because right. they may need someone to do something as simple. Well, no, I'm not going to call listening simple. If listening were simple, everybody would do it. But
yeah, listening's complex.
Yes, but they just may need someone to listen to.
We need to be the type of Christian that is eager to listen to the problems of other people and to help them. Have a door of escape out of those problems. And we can be that door. We can help provide them that door, but we have to be willing to listen to them. We have to be willing to work with them on their problems.
So what else do you like to do on a snow day, Zach?
Build snowmen or make snow angels. Those are the two obvious.
Snowman.
No, we're not singing. No, this isn't a singing program. But
well, listen, it's frozen out there today. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Build a snowman. What's so fun about building a snowman?
Well, you get to pile all that snow and you get to stick tree limbs as its arms and you get to put a top hat on it and you get to put a carrot in its nose.
You're telling me how to build a snowman. What's the appeal to building a snowman?
I don't really know. It's fun. It's fun to build a snowman. I don't know what kind of answer you're looking for. What are you looking for?
Well, why don't I answer the question?
Okay, you answer your own question, Keith.
First of all, you're starting with a clean slate.
Okay.
You're starting from absolutely nothing.
You're about to get deep. It's getting deep. You start with a clean slate, okay?
You start with a clean slate, and right. you are able to shape and fashion that snowman. Now, of course, I realize sometimes you are limited depending on what kind of snow it is and how much snow you have and,
right.
you know, all of that. But let's assume it's the perfect snowfall, and you can shape and mold that thing, and you can make that snowman as big as you want to make it, or as small as you want to make it. I get tickled sometimes at the people who make 100, 6-inch tall snowmen lining their
an army sidewalk snowmen.
Then they put the little toy guns on them and everything. Yeah. That's funny stuff. But you can make this snowman any shape, any size that you want. You have a blank canvas in front of you. I like that.
That sounds like a spiritual application.
And you were talking about the different decorations that you can
put. You can adorn them with a hat, with tree limbs,
snowman,
carrots,
or you know, guns or, you guns know, what, or whatever,
really whatever you want to use.
So one thing that I like about a snowfall is you look outside and you see that clean, unbroken landscape, and you know that there may be mud underneath that. You know that there may be, you know, there may be, if you're looking out at the street or the ditch line or whatever, there may, that ditch may be full of trash.
Right.
But you can't see it because of the snow, because it's all been covered. And, you know, we need to realize that the blood of Jesus covers our sins.
It's like a big snowfall and how it covered. I get what you're saying. That's a really good point. It's a really good point.
And sometimes we look at our lives and we say, you know what? There are things about me that I wish I could change, but we love the word but.
Yeah, it's always in there.
But is the favorite three-letter word in the English language, you know. But my question is, if you have truly been made new in Christ Jesus, what is hindering you from making yourself into the person that Jesus wants you to be?
You've got a blank canvas. You can paint whatever you want to paint.
You do have a blank canvas.
We don't look at it that way. We tend to look at it, well, you know, my old self's like this, and I did this, and I did this, and I did this, and I don't really think that stuff's going to change. It really can't change. That's my favorite is, that's just how I am. That's just how I am. And, you know, you hear so many people say that. So many people.
We have to want.
Gotta have what to
change. We have to want to, and if we have that desire, then you know. And well, I was going to say if we have that desire, then the only thing stopping us is ourselves. But you know, we don't even one way or the other. The only thing stopping us is ourselves. Yes, I realize that we have circumstances in life that have to be dealt with. You were mouthing it. Okay, yeah. That's why I couldn't hear audio.
I'm talking to the ghost in my office right now. That's what I'm talking about. Give me some fridge snacks. That's what I'm saying.
So, Zach, you just told the ghost in your office that you want fruit snacks.
Yeah, that's exactly. She better not forget them either.
Let us know how that works out.
She better not forget them either.
Oh, your ghost is a female. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. And, you know, if you were to...
The rest of it's confidential.
Fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks.
Don't forget them. Anyway, back to your snowman application.
Hang on a second. I'm going to send your ghost a text.
Okay. All right. She got that new cell phone. She's super excited about it.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I don't even remember what we were talking about now. Don't forget the fruit snacks. There we go. Okay.
Yeah. So that's in there. There you go. Yeah. We were talking about snowman and how we have a blank slate.
Snowman.
And a blank canvas.
That's just how I am.
Yeah. That's my favorite. That's just how I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's a deep thought. I'm going to have to hold on. I started to express a thought right there, but I'm gonna have to hold off on that.
I think we've got about 7 minutes left.
Yeah, I'm sitting here doing the math right now. Now we got a little bit more than that.
Ten.
So I think 11. I think we've got 11 minutes left. So
okay.
So what else? What else do you like to do on a snow day, Zach?
I like to make snow angels in the snow, Keith. I like to sit there.
Snow angels in the snow.
Make snow angels.
That's
always fun.
You know, it's kind of funny that, and I don't know, we may make a spiritual application of this also, but the older you get, the less likely you are to lay down in the snow and make a snow angel. It's not the getting down. It's not the waving of your arms and your legs. It's the whole getting back up thing that, you know.
It just depends on how dedicated you are to making snow angels. I mean, if you really enjoy snow angels, you're going to get down in the snow and you're going to make snow angels. That's how it works.
But see, you know, you're still at the point where getting up and getting down isn't a big deal.
Right.
For some people, getting back up is a big challenge.
Right.
And here's the thing about it. Okay, so. I got two things I want to say about snow angels. First of all, and I want to go with this point that I'm making here. If you don't want to make a snow angel because you say I'm too old or getting up is too much trouble, could there not be a point in our lives when we stumble at sin or we stumble at, and here's what gets me. There are so many Christians who stumble, but not because of sin.
Right.
Stumble because of an attitude or an emotion that they are experiencing.
It's true. This is true.
You know, if you stumble because you are angry at someone else, is it really the other person's fault? Or, you know, why are you blaming that other person if you are the one who stumbled because of your own anger or your own disappointment or
grudges? Those are the worst. It takes more effort to hold a grudge than it does to let a grudge go. Do we realize that?
No, we don't. Well, yes, we do, but we don't care. So, you know, we might tell ourselves as Christians when we have stumbled that getting up is much too hard. Do you realize as a Christian, when you stumble, that the older you are, the more mature that you become, the easier that getting up should be?
Right. It should be the opposite. Yeah. That's a good point.
It should be much more difficult for someone who is young in their faith to get up than it is for someone who has well matured in their Christianity.
Right.
But that's not how it works so often.
Unfortunately.
So anyway, I just want to throw that point out about snow angels. Hey, Zach, why weren't you telling your snow angel to get fruit snacks? Why were you telling the ghost of your office? But
anyway,
well that was actually coming to my second point.
Right.
You might have the opportunity to, figuratively speaking, be an angel to someone else.
Right. This is true.
Well. What was the primary job of the angels? Or what is the primary job of angels? You're coughing, so I'll answer. They're God's messengers. They're God's servants.
All throughout Scripture, you had the angel come to Mary. You had the angel come to Jesus. I mean, you had all these angels come to these people, and all they were doing was passing on a message from God. From God.
Now, I realize that angelic beings are a different order than human beings as a part of God's creation, and that there is a line there that we do not have the power or the ability to transcend. But here on a snow day, you may have the opportunity to be the messenger of God, or the servant of God, or the helper of God, to do God's bidding.
And that can go back to the points that we were making at the beginning, things that you have time to do on a snow day, trying to just find stuff to do on a snow day. You can be that metaphorical angel in someone else's lives by sending them an encouraging card if they're sick, or sending them a birthday card or something of that sort, and being a good influence in their lives and providing them with a positive impact. And you can be that person in the person of love. But you've got to have the thoughtfulness to do it. You've got to have the want to.
You do have to have the want to. And, you know, as we are talking about this, here's the thing about snowfall, especially here in the Midwest and over there in the Appalachian region where you are. They don't last very long, generally speaking. And even if they do last for a while, they start getting dirty really quick.
Mm-hmm.
If you get one of those snows that like happened over there in eastern Kentucky, what was it, 3 years ago, where it snowed 15 inches or whatever.
Yeah, that was the big one. That was the big
one. The bottom fell out of the thermometer. Right. And, you know, and the snow was there for 3 weeks or whatever. Man, by the time that snow was, you know, by the time the snow melted, everybody was tired of looking at that stuff. They were ready for it to go away. So you may go out in your yard today, and what y'all got, about an inch and a half of snow, something like that?
No, not even, about probably half an inch, possibly. It's like a lot dusty. It's mostly ice.
Is there even enough to make a snow angel?
Doubtful. It's like a light dusting is all it is. It's nothing big. So.
Well, okay. So anyway, I was going to challenge you to go out on the parking lot and make a snow angel.
Right. I don't have the proper clothing to do it at the moment, but I would do it.
Come on, Zach.
It's my favorite. Yeah, I know it's my favorite.
You're only two blocks from your house. I mean, you're not going to. And if it's 19 degrees or whatever, I mean, it's you know, it's not like you're going to get all wet and sloppy.
Well, the thing is, there's not even enough snow to make a snow angel, Keith. It looks like ice on the grass is what it looks like. I mean, that's about the equivalent of what we have over here right now.
Okay. So, you know, maybe you, our listeners, saw through the thinly veiled effort that I was making to see if I could talk Zach into going out in the parking lot and laying down and you know, making a snow angel. But here's the point about it. It wouldn't be there very long.
No, it wouldn't.
Especially if you did it out there on the parking lot. The sun would begin to hit that asphalt and you know, it's gone. But you have the opportunity here on this snow day to make an impact on someone else that is going to last much longer. You can, figuratively speaking, be a snow angel for someone else.
Yep.
And, you know, you may be sitting in your house and going, oh, it's cold outside. See, I didn't start singing. I could have started singing again. But you may have the opportunity to make a phone call to someone who needs some encouragement. You may have the opportunity to do something that is going to impact someone
else. You always have. It's not a may situation or a possible situation. You always have an opportunity. There's always some sort of opportunity.
You may be the person right now who is sitting there going, nobody ever calls me.
Yeah. Nobody ever come visits me.
Nobody visits me. Nobody cares about me.
Right.
Hey, you have the opportunity to care about somebody else. And that is absolutely beautiful. So, hey, go be a snow angel today.
Go be a snow angel today.
Okay.
Go make a snowman.
Down to 2 minutes. Zach, we got to wrap this up.
All right.
So I posted an article yesterday, I guess
it was.
Me.
I thought that was me.
I posted an article that you got credited with. So maybe I need to write another one. Well, of course you thought it. You wrote it, right? Anyway. So go to the website, check that out. Let's talk about Christianity.com. You can, by the way, it still says it's 10 degrees outside here. You can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/.
Let's talk about Christianity / Instagram at LTAC Podcast.
At LTAC Podcast, although I don't think anything's been posted on there in
I've got to start. Anyway.
Hey, maybe you could post something on the Instagram while you're sitting there at that stoplight in front of Food City that you hate so much.
I do hate that stoplight.
I don't know of anyone who says, you know what, I just really like this stoplight.
I really like stoplights.
It's my favorite. But so anyway, go view those things. This podcast will be uploaded to Vimeo if you want to watch the video side. And we are making those plans to get Facebook Live going, hopefully within the next week or two. So anything else you need to add, Zach?
I think we've covered everything.
All right. Well, hey, episode number 75. Yes.
3/4 of the way there. Should have Facebook Live up and running next week, possibly, hopefully. So we're in business, Keith. We're in business. We are in business.
Thank you for listening, and we will catch you next week.